It doesn't have to be fancy, David, just so we can get an idea of what the different rooms were like.
It has been 20 years since I've...
How many rooms did the house have?
This is amazing. I'm trying to say this. So, we've got here. Room, dining room. I don't know.
But when you came into the house, where did
just the front door.
Uh-huh. And where did you come into some sort of entry?
Yeah, this is a living room. And then we had a dining room right here. And then here was your kitchen.
Yeah, put a door in there.
Here's the door. And this was open, really. Right here, as I remember. God, it's been 20 years since I've been like that. This is a bedroom. This is a bathroom. Here's a bedroom. And this was a bedroom. Well, there may have been another bath in the house. If there was, I don't know.
What was this? Was this all dining room over here?
Well, it was, the scale is not correct.
We don't worry about.
But here's the hall.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hall. That's a bedroom.
Okay. Was there a fireplace in the house?
Mm-hmm. There was.
Okay.
But I don't think we ever used it. It might just have been a fake one. I don't know.
What do you call the structure that the smoke rises?
Chimney.
Okay. What do you call the space in front of the fireplace?
I have no idea.
The open place on the floor in front of the fireplace.
I don't know. I have no idea what that's called.
Did you ever see an old-fashioned stove?
Sure.
What would you call that?
I guess a kettle stove, I don't know.
Okay. In the fireplace, what are the things that you lay the wood across?
Gosh, I don't know. See, I mean, growing up, I was never really around a house with a fireplace in it too much. And, you know, being in such a warm climate down here, you really didn't see fireplaces that often. Sort of a novelty. A lot of times, if they had them, people had them for a fact, just for looks, not for any.
This winter, they came in kind of handy, though.
Right.
What would you call the place above the fireplace where you might place ornaments?
Right.
And the big piece of wood that you burn in the fireplace.
Got a lot.
What do you use? I know you said you weren't much of an expert on this, but you might have heard this. What do you call the kind of wood you use to start a fire?
I guess you call it chimney.
Okay. What do you call what's left in the fireplace when the fire goes out?
Ashes.
What are you sitting in?
What am I sitting in?
Uh-huh.
A chair.
Okay. This interview has been done thousands of times all over the Gulf States,
mm-hmm.
by linguists, professors, college students.
I consider myself basically a rural person, not really rural in terms of country. There's a difference between rural and country, I think.
Well, that's interesting. How do you make the distinction?
Well, I would consider Billy Carter, for instance, rural country.
And yet you said that he was a very astute businessman.